USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to all 37 charges he's facing surrounding his handling of classified documents. Outside the Miami courthouse, Trump's attorney, Alina Haba, described this as an unprecedented occurrence.
In recent years, we have seen the rise of politically motivated prosecutors who don't care for impartiality, who don't care for due process.
The indictment accuses Trump of storing classified materials at his Mar-a-Lago residence. With demonstrators packing the Miami federal courthouse for former President Trump's arraignment, one arrest was made.
Dominic Santana, dressed in his prison jumpsuit and handcuffs around his wrist, was outside the Miami federal courthouse early this morning, hours before former President Donald Trump arrived for his arraignment.
He should have been locked up a long time ago.
Santana called today's proceedings a circus and felt he needed to come here amid all the Trump supporters.
And call a spade, enough is enough. He needs to be locked up.
It was Santana who ended up being taken down to the ground by police after he apparently tried to approach the motorcade as it left the courthouse. Eric Rodriguez, downtown Miami.
Two men are in custody in connection with a shooting in Denver last night that left 10 people injured. Police said both suspects are being held on gun charges after being found with weapons. Those shots broke out about a mile from Ball Arena. An intelligence report reveals that the U.S. government acquires and retains data on Americans with limited oversight. The report issued by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and partially declassified highlights the utilization of commercially available data by federal intelligence agencies. It cautions that excessive reliance on such information could jeopardize the well-being of Americans. And after experiencing a widespread outage, Amazon Web Services are now operational again. The outage had a significant impact on various internet services and websites, which heavily depend on AWS. This is USA News.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. 800-913-5404 now. I'm here with spokesman for the firm, John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call in.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here with you. We always enjoy answering the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-913-5404.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now to speak with a live agent for free. Call 800-913-5404.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is raising concerns about supply chain strain following the Interstate 95 collapse in Pennsylvania. During a visit to Philadelphia today, Buttigieg emphasized the need for the highway to be restored to full functionality, stating that its unresolved status would continue to affect supply chain pressures. The White House has barred a trans activist from future events due to perceived inappropriate behavior. Rose Montoya shared a video on social media where she posed topless on the White House South Lawn during President Biden's Pride Month event. The White House criticized Montoya's actions as disrespectful. In the video, Montoya greeted President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden advocating for trans rights. Montoya defended herself, stating that she did not violate any laws in Washington, D.C. The maker of the Instant Pot has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
During COVID, the Instant Pot was a must-have kitchen gadget. The high-tech pressure cooker was the easy route to homemade stews, soups, and sauces. But since then, sales have nosedived, not just for Instant Pot, but for other items in the electronic multi-cooker devices category. Sales went from more than $750 million in 2020 to less than $350 million last year. Chicago-based Instant Brands, which also makes Pyrex glassware, is also the victim of higher costs and rising interest rates, like so many other businesses in the post-COVID world. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.